Is how it treats its women and girls.
No man is big enough for your arms.
No man in the world. No man in the world.
No man is big enough for your arms.
The measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls.
We create
the smart, creative, accomplished young women.
We can fight.
I'm here because of you. I'm here because girls like you inspire me.
Buckle up, buttercups. It's another episode of Surly Voices on this fundraising day. In the studio for your listening enjoyment, Liz and Donna. How are you this morning, Donna?
You know what? I am ready.
Oh, my gosh. We have missed you, or I have missed you, so much. Donna, for those of you who are not aware, Donna has been up in the wilds of New York for months and months and months.
Seemed like it.
running point for Tom, what's his name?
Swazi.
So here she is with us again, live and in person. So today is the day that we all dread, and I'm sure you guys do too. It's fundraising day, but it's a necessary evil, and I'll tell you why. Because the WMNF is listener supported. We are truly a community radio station. Imagine a world where everyone has a voice, where everyone can civilly share their story, their music, and their ideas. That's the world of WMNF 88.5 Community Radio. Our community is people who volunteer their time and share their passion on the radio to connect to your heart. We haven't figured out a way to make a living out of it, but once we do, this will be our main gig. As a listener-supported station, WMNF relies on your donations to put community voices on the air to create a more peaceful and sustainable world. Yes, even the blues can lead to equality, just like folk music, Caribbean music, ska, jazz, alternative rock, and hip-hop. Your gift today ensures that an independent resource like WMNF will continue to place a diverse community at the center of programming you only find here. Please donate today so that WMNF can continue to amplify community voices. We give you so many ways to make a difference. Simply call 813-239-9663 now and speak with one of our wonderful volunteers about how you can help, or go to WMNF.org. There are many ways to give. Visit WMNF.org and direct your gift to our show. Better yet, join our circle of friends with a recurring donation and become a member of something special. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
You're a recent addition to the crew. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, there I go. I just have some people that I want to thank that donated to at the end of Democracy Now, if that's all right with you. And then it will encourage people to donate to this great show, Surly Voices. So we have an anonymous donation of $21.60 that came in, and they say they like Democracy Now. We also have a $10 a month Circle of Friends donation from James Thornison. Says thanks for everything, so thank you for that. And they're getting the wonderful new t-shirt, the artist t-shirt we have. And then there was someone who was so moved by that conversation about the Alabama Supreme Court decision about frozen embryos that they enjoyed the conversation so much that they've never donated before, but they're making an anonymous $1,000 donation to help put Democracy Now! Over the goal. So thank you for that donation.
Well, you're going to love the show next week, because that's like when Alabama came out with that, I'm like, what? Yep. Yep. Florida, hold my beer. Yeah.
So if you find discussions like this important and what Surly Voices does is important, please give us a call right now and support this great show. We need to raise a lot of money this hour. I think it's, is it $1,400 we need to raise this hour? So please call now, 813-239-9663, or make a donation on our secure website, which is WMNF.org.
Thanks, Sean. So if you're not acquainted with Surly Voices, we are an intersectional feminist show. And intersectional feminism differs from probably the way that it conjures up in your head. Most people, when they think of feminism, think of the 60s and 70s. There are different waves of feminism. That would be the second wave. About the time of the Clarence Thomas hearing, that's the third wave. And so we are the fourth wave. And that's what we do. It's an unscripted show, so it's very irreverent. It's at times hilarious, but we do cover serious topics. And so that is that's our show in a nutshell. I brought some clips with me. Donna, what can you add about how our show is different than your average talk radio show?
I would say that our show is a very stark telling of the world from the social edges.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of middle to upper middle class white people live at the soft center,
right,
of our society. If there's any such thing, I mean, we're all catching it, right, from some angle. But the folks who live at the edges, disabled people, all people of color, not just black people. I talk a lot about black people because I'm a black people.
Right.
But there are all sorts of disenfranchised folks that are struggling to make sense of the current reality we're in and to make ends meet, to find belonging socially. And so we center our conversations in the lives, struggles, and triumphs of those individuals. And so it deviates somewhat from the main fare here, something for which we are unapologetic and we hope is enriching to you. I mean, I know some people are like, why you gotta talk about that? But we just really enjoy bringing you out to the edges with us so that you can see from our vantage. We hope that it is enlightening.
And that's another thing too, is our listeners are so very engaged, and they fact check us, which we love.
Yes.
They also ask questions, and they're not afraid to ask questions. And we are more than happy to either give the answer or look it up and do it later. Here's one brief example of a listener asking a question, and let's just play it. This is from Karen. Karen says, I'm just curious why it is so important not to talk over the black woman. Oh, yes. Okay. I love this question. It is just rude to talk over anyone. Just curious why you specify it. Karen in Dunedin. I will introduce this by saying, Karen, that we are intersectional feminists, we are fourth wave feminists, and we center the voices of the marginalized, particularly black women. So, Sarah, do you want to chime into that and tell them why you shouldn't talk over black women?
Yeah, I'd love that. So first off, it's not my job to educate you, but I'm going to take a few minutes out of my day to do so.
That's another concept of intersectional feminism. Yeah.
Do your own homework. Yeah.
One of the things when it comes to feminism generally, or let's talk about women's rights. Let's look at the women's suffrage movement. I'm going to give you a real life, real time example. Black women, including Sojourner Truth, were forced to march in the back of the line. They were forced to be silent, even though they were sitting there and they were organizing. They were sitting at the table. Often black women are asked to sit at a table, but to be quiet. So, and that has been going on generational, right? So we are now at a point of feminism in which that we need to uplift those voices that were silenced for so long. And definitely when these things specifically affect them, we look at the amount of abortions in the Black community, Hispanic community, and the Indigenous community. And then we look at the amount of money, right, that is needed to fly out of state to get an abortion. And if you look at that, you realize that it looks like the Black, Brown, and Indigenous people are more affected because proportionally white women can fly out of the state to get an abortion. So definitely when it comes to talking about something that specifically impacts me or my children or my life, I think that I and my voice should be uplifted. Definitely when there's tons of spaces that white women's voices are often and white men's voices are often uplifted. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that answers it for you, but that's my answer.
I think that's a great answer. All right. And so it's, you know, Will, and that the person speaking there that was with me was Sarah Parker, who is the president of Women's Voices of Southwest Florida.
And also my mentee.
Is she?
Yes.
As of?
She asked me when I was in New York. Yes.
Because she was sitting here, and I'm like, yeah, I wish Donna was here. And she's like, Donna, oh, my God. And then she fangirled out. And so I'm like, what?
Well, I fangirl out when I see the work that she's doing because she is in the forests of North Florida where I was born, and it ain't no joke for Black women.
Right. And Sarah and I had a great time, and I have another clip of her later. These are the kinds of people we bring into the milieu. In addition to Donna and Amina and me, we have Dr. Maria Cold, who is a frequent co-host.
So let me tell you, let's do a little roll call here, and let's talk about who your hosts for Surly Feminists are. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the thank you gifts that we're offering today.
Ooh, thank you.
Now, if you give $35, if your circle of friends, that's $2.92 a month, you will receive a bumper sticker or a window cling. It's a 5x5 cling. If you also at the $35 level, there's a refrigerator magnet that's a 3x3. And it has the WMNF, the beautiful new WMNF logo that is so colorful.
I love it.
So artful. Then at $60 level, you're going to get the Healing Sound Journey with E-Love. That's going to be live in the live music studio on March 7th from 7:30 to 8:30. Coming up pretty quickly here if you need to kind of, you know, bring it in a little bit and bring it down a couple notches or maybe even go higher, depending on how you look at it, that the $60 level, you can attend the Healing Sound Journey with E-Love. And at the $65 level, just slightly more, you get a 3x3 Pinewood Planter Box. It is spring. It's afoot. Listen.
It's still cold. Winter's still here.
No. You know, Ken tried to say that last night, and I told him I was just in New York, Batman. And let me tell you about 17 degrees in nor'easters.
Lord.
Okay. And today we're going to clear, 70 degrees at some point? 68 degrees today? So, yeah, don't want to hear from the Floridians. Now, tote bag, 100% cotton, two-tone, $88. Circle of friends, that's $7.38 a month. Not too much. Not much more. You can purchase a cup of coffee for more than $7. That's a testament to something, but we won't go there. And at that level, you'll get the tote bag so that all of your friends and family can see that you're smart because you listen to WMNF. And at the $88 level, there's the full color logo on a black t-shirt. That's 100% cotton, so it's probably pre-shrunk. And that beautiful logo, you get to wear it with pride. And that can be accompany you if you give a larger gift to our concert and live events this year where you can meet more smart people like yourself. For $100, you at $8.34 a month, you're going to get that Black History Pacifica USB drive. Again, at the $100 level, the artist t-shirt. At the $120 level, the umbrella. It's orange with the WMNF logo and black slick, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tropical Heat Wave, a pair of general admission tickets, and we all go gaga for the Tropical Heat Wave, one of the most popular events after Gasparilla in Tampa, Tampa Bay. Pair of tickets. There's no circle of friends. That's a one-time donation of $240. Tropical heat wave admission. You can give that in the name of Surly Feminist today. We would love you forever for that. Then, if you have $250, you don't do the crowds, but you do want to do a larger gift. For you can get the pack, Seeds of Love pack, umbrella, the tote, and the planter at $20.83 a month or one-time annual of $250. And at the $1,000 level, you can get the event passport where over 12 months you get to come to all of the WMNF events. You get to meet all sorts of people. Stop being at home. You know, we're also interactive. You can listen to us on the radio as you go about your day, but you can also come out to WMNF events and meet the other brilliant, responsible citizens who listen to WMNF 88.5. And again, at the $1,000 level, there's the People's Paver, patio paver. That would be an $83 a month investment with a circle of friends. And the final gift is the Tropical Heatwave Oasis Pass. And that would be for the $1,000 level. That would be one donation of $1,000. We love those gifts. We love all the gifts, but, you know. So we would like for you guys to give us a call and show your support and your appreciation by offering us the material support that we need so much to keep your favorite radio show on the air. Give us a call at 813-239-9663. Now, I want to tell you why I donate to WMNF. I was a Circle of Friends member before I became a radio host. And the reason for that is the intelligent, responsible, accurate reporting that is also interactive and the last of a dying breed, truly public radio, for which we all have access, where we can talk about the things that are important to us locally, where we can talk about the impact of national issues, social issues, political issues. It's all right here. And then our favorite, music. Mm-hmm. The music that we love, the music that, the soundtracks of our lives, the music that makes us remember the good times, and the music that allows us and facilitates our celebration of our present. That's what WMNF is.
Wow. Hi, Sean.
Hi, that was awesome, Donna. Thank you. Yeah, the music on WMNF and also the reliable news and information that you get from shows like the Surly Voices. And we're going to thank someone who's donated in just a second. If you'll allow me, I'm going to thank this one person who donated at the end of Democracy Now! As well, Irene Boom. Bomberg, who donated for her mother and also says that it was a great show and great information. Irene's contributing $135. Thank you so much for that donation.
Thank
and I
you.
Want to thank people in advance for donating to Surly Voices because it's such a fantastic show. The only intersectional feminist show we have on the air in Tampa Bay, as far as I know. So please support it. Make sure it keeps going strong. Give us a call, 813-239-9663 or WMNF.org.
And I'd like to thank an anonymous donor who gave us a donation of $21.60. Thank you so much for that, anonymous donor. And yeah, Donna and I both are members of WMNF contributors. And it's, I mean, if your funds are limited, that's certainly understandable. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate enough to be able to spend money wantonly at times. But it is a good cause because it does bring you, WMNF brings voices like ours. It talks, there's a show about sustainability. There's something for everyone in the sphere of listeners. And one thing about our show is it's a call-in show, so people get to interact with us. People that we don't normally hear from, we encourage people to present different views to us. And I actually have a clip of someone who did just that, that I will play right now. But you can hear how the discourse goes. So here is Matt from Tampa. Hi, Matt.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I'm in my car, so hopefully I have good reception. So, got to be honest, I don't typically listen to this station, stumbled across it. We probably have opposing views, but I really enjoy talking about things like this. But my opinion on the abortion ban is very different than yours. And I'm pro-life. I respect people that are pro-choice. But I think the abortion ban, I think there's some very dishonest conversation about it. Regardless of what side you fall on, this is not a federal right. This is a choice that's up to the state, just like most other things in this country. Polygamy is a state choice. This is a state choice. And that's how our government was set up. Power to the state, states' rights. And if you don't like it, that's fine. You can get up and move to a state where it is legal. And I think this is the issues of this is controlling women. This is a matter of reproductive rights. I think all that's very dishonest and sort of sidetracked the real conversation, which is this is the way our country was set up. It's what makes it the best country on the planet. Not perfect, not even close. But power to the states, and that's the way that it's supposed to be. And if you don't like it, you can pick up and move to a state where abortion is legal.
Okay. Well, number one, Matt, I thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling because I love to talk to people with different viewpoints. Sarah and I are going to answer your question. If you want to hang on, that's fine because I'm sure you'll have things to say. But the thing that struck me most and that struck Sarah most, I know because I can see her almost dancing in the background, is the term states' rights. The people of Florida have decided that they want abortion rights on the ballot. And so if we're talking about states' rights, the people have spoken. The people have an opportunity to vote for this. Sarah, can you say something on the issue real quick? Yeah, see, your microphone's on.
I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna cut it off right there because it is a rather long clip. But Sarah, again, is the president of Women's Voices of Southwest Florida, which was one of the organizations in the coalition that got the abortion amendment to be able to be presented to voters. Of course, Ashley Moody doesn't like that, so. but we had her on, we had Sarah on in advance of the hearing at the Supreme Court on this. So our arguments at the Supreme Court. Let's see. We have an email here from, it's a text message. In reality, everyone is brown. Lots of exclamation points. I have never seen a white person. I've never seen a black person because everyone is brown. Let's get real and get over it. Well, that's an interesting take. these are the kinds of conversations that we have. I guess we're supposed to be colorblind is the thing. And colorblindness is a concept from the second wave. All right.
All right, what you got, Liz?
I don't know.
Food donation.
Yeah. Oh, food donation. Oh, cheesecake. Awesome. Thank you so much. Richard? Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
For bringing the cheesecake.
And also, we'll thank...
apple walnut cake.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's like airplane, you know, it's like picked a bad day to go on a diet.
Richard is a hero. And also Irene for that $135 donation. I wanted to thank her out loud myself. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening, Irene, for supporting us in ways that we need you to right now. Speaking of which, before I read this next donation that we just received, I'd like to ask the folks that are listening. We really need your support. We are one half of an hour into our show. We are about $1,250, $1,240 as of this most recent donation, away from our goal, about $1,240, $1,235 to be exact. I did the math. We are $1,235 away from our goal of $1,400. We would love it if you would give us a call right now at 813-239-9663. You guys, when we upset you, when we excite you, when we inform you, when we intrigue you, when we badger or instigate you, annoy you, you have no problem picking up the phone and giving us a call. So I'm asking you today, we don't ask you that often, right? Only once per quarter, and this is our time. Here we are in the dead of Florida winter, which is very different from winter in some place like, say, Minnesota, for which we give thanks. We would love it if you would bring more sunshine to our day by giving us a call at 813-239-9663. I would love to see you all in Publix or at the Tropical Wave wearing your t-shirts that you got because you support us. I would love to see that bumper sticker on your car. I'll honk when we go by. We're going to see if we can get some surly feminist bumper stickers for you.
Surly voices, bumper stickers, Sherry. Yes.
For the next go around. And also some guest appointments on our show for those of you who want to come in and chop it up and educate, inform, intrigue, annoy the public with us. But if you can give us a call right now at 813-239-9663, it is Black History Month, okay?
It is.
And in Black History Month, which is followed by
Women's History Month.
Yes. And so we've got a lot of stuff going on here, but we do have the Pacifica Radio USB drive at a $100 donation level, $8.34 a month. If you want to join the circle of friends, you will receive the Black History Month Pacifica drive. And I have information here that says that there are all sorts of amazing interviews. This is not the stuff that you may have seen or heard on the radio. There's Redefining Power in the Age of Obama. Nelson Mandela, the Noblest Son of Africa. 2 hours. Well, there's actually 3 hours of a discussion around Nelson Mandela's contribution to the world and to his country. Rest in peace. There's also South Africans sharing their living experiences with Nelson Mandela and the fight against apartheid. And there's the Second Battle of Selma, the Coltrane legacy.
Oh.
Right. I mean, there's Billie Holiday, Maya Angelou, the Black Panthers, Huey Newton, the campus campaign in Mumford High School. There's so much here for you to celebrate and enrich yourself during Black History Month as a supporter of Surly Feminists. 813-239-9663. Liz?
All right. So, Cheesecake Richard dropped off apple walnut cakes and cheesecakes. Thanks for keeping us in the sweets. It's all yummy and for any meal.
Ooh. Yes.
Who doesn't eat cheesecake for breakfast?
That's right. It's time. When you know, you can come down and volunteer to take calls with us. And there's always all sorts of yummy food in the studio. We'd like to thank Amo Molinaro, who has just given us a one-time donation of $10. Very important, right? So we would love it if you, like Amo, would pick up the phone and give us a call and drop us a literal dime or maybe more. What do you think, Liz?
I think that sounds great. Thank you so much for the donation. You know, we threatened to do this last time the tropical heat wave was here. But I think we definitely should set up like a lounge area at the tropical heat wave and just like hold court and trade barbs with our listeners.
Yeah, if we could get recreational marijuana, we could trade more than that.
Ooh.
Florida. Right? Like when you go to a thing like this in Seattle, you know, they've got these giant spliffs that they're passing around.
Oh, wow.
And also New York has recreational marijuana. I found some love pills that have THC and cannabis and
well,
all
see,
sorts
that's
of
like
things.
This these pack seeds of love pack, and I'm like, what's in there?
It's not the same thing that's in the love pills for arousal that you can purchase in New York if you're over 21.
Can you just buy ecstasy on the street?
Ecstasy? No, not ecstasy. This is more like a plant-based. It says for your plant-based
gotcha.
Pleasure.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's get back to, all right. So I'll catch you up. Surly Voices on WMNF Tampa 88.5. We are about halfway through a conversation with Matt, who has called into the show to present his views on whether abortion should be legal in the state of Florida. And so we've gotten through his part of it. And so now Sarah is about to take him to church. So hold on.
Yeah, I can
there you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay, so I actually love different viewpoints, right? Because it's a part of the conversation, quote unquote, the American way. So let's break down everything that I got from what you said. States' rights. When it comes to the ballot, you can choose to vote on it. That's going to be your choice. You can choose to vote yes. That is going to be your choice. That is literally what we're doing, is that we're not complaining about federal rights anymore. We took the ball that everyone said, take the ball, put it in your court. We got the we are in the court now. We have the ball. Now we're playing basketball. We're good. We can go. And that means that we should be able to vote on it. We should be able to. We should be able to hear all Floridians on it, be it if you're on the other side of it. And, you know, I'm very pro-life, too. Like, I believe in helping children on a regular, consistent basis. I also grew up in a very Southern Baptist home as a Black woman. So I understand what you're saying, but one of the biggest things I like to say to people is that one sin is not any bigger than another sin. Lying and quote-unquote murdering is not any bigger, any different. And those sins are not between you and another sinner. Those sins are between you and God. And you have God's will. That means you are allowed to go out into the world and make those decisions. And no one is to talk to you. You are to talk to God about that, you know? And Jesus died for all of our sins, right? So even if you think in that position, until it's your family member, and that's even if you think in that position, which I don't, but like, let's level set there on that. We have the freedom of choice. No sin is bigger than the other. But let's level set with people are dying. People are literally dying. You have examples like Anya Cook, who bled out on the bathroom floor. You have examples all the time. You have examples of the 10-year-old in Ohio that was raped, you know, and thank God that that poor girl did not die. But this is very real. And I wish it was black and white. I wish we lived in a society where quote unquote abortion wouldn't be not quote unquote necessary. I wish we lived in a society where food insecurity wasn't a thing, but we don't.
Right,
we don't. People can't even afford to feed themselves. People can't afford to feed themselves, take care of themselves. This is not the America that, you know, people were pushing in the 50s and 60s. And even then, that wasn't even true. So let's like level set. Let's be honest with ourselves here. We are doing exactly what you're saying to do, and you can choose how you want to vote on it. Period. If you want to bring religion or your ideologies or what happens in your household, then talk about that within your household. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, my household is ran differently. We are different Christians. We do different things, you know? And I don't think that people should have to justify whether someone had or had an abortion. And realistically, if you look at the statistics, someone you love has had an abortion, and they probably don't feel comfortable enough coming to you to tell you that.
Matt dropped off. I heard him trying to interject and talk over you, Matt.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, Matt, in case you don't realize, on our show we try very hard not to talk over each other. And especially when a woman of color is speaking, we don't talk over her. We let her have her say. So I do thank you again for calling, Matt, because that was quite an interesting take that you have, and you've heard our side of it now. So
we are bringing you these conversations that are so important right now for the zeitgeist of these times and for the social issues that we're addressing and what ails us as a collective society. We would like for you to show your support materially. We have a gift for you if you're able to do that. Please, please, please give us a call. Our number is 813-239-9663.
And some extra things that we have available. Tropical Heat Wave is on Saturday, May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor City. A $240 donation will get you a pair of tickets, which will then be emailed to you. Or let's see, the 1990s versus the 2000s night with tributes to Nirvana in Linkin Park.
Oh, nice.
Saturday, March 2nd at the Floridian in St. Petersburg, a $30 donation for one pair. Tickets will be at will call. There's only one pair of these, so that's something. You should have put that at the higher value, Sean.
Right?
If there's only one, it's supposed to cost more. But anyway, those are some of the things you can get. Our Surly listeners also are very witty and very clever. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about the circle of friends usually every time during the fundraising shows. But one of our cheeky listeners made up a group called the Parallelogram of Enemies. So we'll take your money. We don't care if it's coming from somebody who agrees with us or doesn't. We are trying to help WMNF keep the lights on here because,
I think the important thing is that it's not just about whether you agree with us. It's about supporting speech.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about supporting the conversation, the public discourse, in a time where increasingly the public square has gone online. We are not, in a lot of instances, having honest conversations in mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Because the conversations are customized to bring the greatest, I would say chagrin, but to bring the greatest ratings there for money possible. These conversations are not underscored by the need. Of course, we need to remain solvent, right? Like Randy Zimmerman does a great job of holding us in that space as our executive. However, we still need your support so that we can continue to have these pivotal conversations so that we can continue to agree, disagree, support each other. It's very important that we have a public square where we can take our issues, our concerns, our strivings as a society and as individuals to that space. We create that for you, and we love to keep it going. The only way we can do this, here we are 43 minutes into the hour, and we are still groveling for your support and care. We need you to give us a call at 813-239-9663. We love you. Please love us back today.
Let's see. Two people who have loved on us are, there's a $10 donation from Susan, dedicated to Surly Voices.
Thank you, Susan.
We love to see that.
Thank you, Susan.
There's a $27.10 donation from Sarah. And Sarah says, we need that Surly Voices bumper sticker.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Sherry, do you hear that?
Sherry, get on that, please, because that I would actually put a bumper sticker on my car if it was a Surly Voices bumper sticker because our logo is so cool, it's not even funny.
It is.
I don't generally put stickers on my car. I should have prefaced with that. But I would put the Surly Voices sticker on the car. So you're listening to Surly Voices on WMNF Tampa 88.5. The topic today is fundraising.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about the asset, the public asset that WMNF is. mm-hmm. and continues to be and has been for more than 40 years now. We are so fortunate in Tampa to have a radio station that has as many personalities as this one does. When you think about that, what is this theater that the folks do where they act out these things?
Oh, Living Playback Theater.
Yes. So on occasion, we have Living Playback Theater because we like to cross-pollinate. Come into the theater and we will have these conversations, and the conversations are deepened by the art that they create right on the spot. Like, where else can you go and get stuff like that? I haven't seen anything that sincere and authentic and creative since I was a kid watching Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, that, if you haven't been to one of the Living Playback Theaters, it's worth checking out mm-hmm. because you don't... In theory, it's like, wait, what? They tell you their story and then you make a song out of it? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really, it's hard to imagine it. And then you see it and then it's like, what? Oh, man. So
it's really compelling.
Yeah, it's very compelling. Very cathartic for the folks who are attending. Mm-hmm. Now, just in case you're thinking, oh, well, yeah, you cover serious topics and everything. One of the things that sets us apart is we will go off on tangents and just have a good time with something just because it's there. I mean, that's one of the beauties of being unscripted is it allows for a lot of back and forth on various issues. And this clip... has all three of us on it. And I'm not going to say what it's about. You're going to find out.
I'm scared.
But yeah. So here we go.
You have your glasses on. You read the email.
Yes. Today
you
I do.
Vision. You can vision.
All right. He said, heard Roe v. Wade based on first thought Fourth Amendment. Do you think a more encompassing solution would include allowing men to disclaim financial responsibility? The government does not.
I prefer that men disclaim involvement in sex.
Yeah.
How about that?
Or
let's go
how
deeper.
About, yeah, how about men go and claim vasectomies? You know, if we're so worried about
right.
unwanted pregnancies,
right.
let's give every man a vasectomy and then a reversible one, you know, put a little valve on it or something.
Yes.
And then problem solved.
Take responsibility for your sexual involvement, and then you won't have to worry about someone taking something and making a child out of it. Right, because that's what women do. They steal your sperm and they make babies.
Yeah, who thinks about that?
It's so absurd.
Well, these are the people who think that if we don't tax tampons, then everybody's going to hoard tampons and...
This is a little bit off topic.
It's like, what?
But I saw a meme that said, when you think you have a question that's stupid or not smart, just remember that NASA once asked Sally Ride if 100 tampons was enough for 7 days. And all the women fall out laughing. The men are like, huh? Is it though?
Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to make the clips now. That's going to be one of the best of clips.
100 tampons.
That is...
That'll keep you busy.
All right.
Where'd she go?
Oh, my God, yeah. Is 100 too many?
I forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh. So and those sorts of conversations are plentiful on our show. So
we got a ton of emails and text messages after that comment about
yes.
Sarah. Everybody remembered that.
Yes. But it was that's a sample of the kind of just ribald humor you will hear on Surly Voices. One, we had a lead-in because once upon a time, some guy, when we first started, I think, had written an email to complain to the station, and he's like, this is the most disrespectful show I've heard
yes.
in 20 years, and I'm like, oh, I'm making that into an ad. So... We do have fun, but we do talk about serious topics. And so it's humorous, but it's also serious. It's like the cool substitute teacher coming in instead of listening to lecture every day. So I don't know. What would you compare it to, Donna?
I would compare it to a private girls' conversation.
Yeah.
That you get to listen in on. You know, we're poking fun of people. We are frustrated about, you know, some of the social constraints that are placed on women. We're talking about the triumphs, whether or not, women in power, you know, are treated differently, judged on their appearance, their age, their, you know, we're having those discussions. We're celebrating the triumphs of women like Sarah Martinique, who are, you know, making inroads into women's reproductive rights and women's freedoms. You know, it's only been about 100 years since, you know, women were property, and it's been even fewer years since a woman could have a bank account without a man's permission. And it's not been that long ago that a woman could only be free financially and make her own decisions to a certain extent if she were a widow. Right. And so you see what you guys set up there. You're making the girls do stuff.
Right.
You know, like, you know, give you a little hemlock. But having these I mean, that was a real thing, you know, like that was the only way women could escape. What if you had an abusive husband? And so we're having these conversations, our past, our present, our future as women, where we've been, where we'd like to go. We're talking to younger people and they're helping us chart the course for the fifth wave of feminism. Men can be feminists, too. We've shared that with you. If you've benefited from those conversations, give us a call at 813-239-9663. We will gladly take your donation. We are 8 minutes out of the close of our show, and we probably need another $1,000. So if anybody would like to write a check for $1,000 to keep the Serenity Feminists on the air, if you find that the hour of time that we donate every week, 53 weeks of the year, we were even in here on Thanksgiving, weren't we, Liz?
Yes.
We stuck out from our families and we came in here and we forewent all kinds of untoward foods to come and be with you. And we would love it so much if we didn't have to badger you guys in the upcoming shows to make up for the distance that we're falling short here today. So if anyone is so endowed, please give us a call at 813-239-9663. We will take your $1,000 donation. We will take your $10 donation. And we'd like to thank all of the people that have called in already. Irene, Amo Molinaro. We'd like to thank Richard for the cheesecakes.
Yes.
We would like to thank all of you for saying, more importantly to me than the money, I know it's probably more important to Randy, the staff administration is the donations. But it's important to me that you find us and our conversations worth your time and worth your material investment. Please call us 813-239-9663.
Thanks so much. So I have one last clip. And this one is, it's going to be kind of self-explanatory, except let me say this. We were having a discussion and Donna had just given a takedown on the Israeli-Palestinian situation, the war or massacre in Gaza. Before I start this clip, though, Sean just walked in. So what can we do for you, Sean?
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the clip, but I do want to remind people that there is some urgency. We have about 5 or 6 minutes left in Surly Voices. We haven't made the goal yet, so we're looking for you to make a donation right now, 813-239-9663 or WMNF.org. With your help, we could make this goal, but we can't do it without your help. So please call now, 813-239-9663.
And if you can't get to your phone in the next 5 or 6 minutes, you can always go to the WMNF website or give WMNF a call at 813-239-9663. You can donate to our show anytime. You don't have to only do it today, but it would help if you did it today, because then we could brag about how we met our goal before we left the building. And we've never done that before. So, but anyway, so this is a follow-up call to Donna's Julia Sugarbaker-esque takedown on Israel. So here we go. Let's talk to Chris in Clearwater. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I love you. I listen to you guys all the time and whenever I have a chance. I don't always agree with you, although I do on most liberal issues, especially when we're talking about DeSantis and such. But yeah, I think you go a little bit overboard on the whole Palestinian-Israeli issue, frankly, because this is such a complicated issue. It can't be simplified. And it's been way oversimplified. When I listen to Anana's rally being put on without any refutation or rebuttal whatsoever, I know the conversation's getting a little bit out of whack.
Who's being put on?
Hanan Ashrawi. You just had her on. She's been a Palestinian.
Not us. No,
we didn't have
her. Cite your sources correctly, sir.
You didn't? Well, you
no.
Had one.
No.
Who was that you just
I don't know.
It was Mitchell.
It was Mitchell's.
Okay, well, at any rate, perhaps I misunderstood
yes.
her name, but the woman you had on made all these very inflammatory statements.
But we need you to call into that show and share that.
Sir,
you need to call into that show and share your grievances with them. Please share your grievances with us. Share your grievances with us, not about another show.
This is a grievance. We're having a conversation dialectic, right? The fact of the matter is, you just made a statement a moment ago about how all these things are murders and about these are.
I did, and I stand by them.
Too many shows.
I stand by them.
They don't, you know, war is
Chris.
Push button automatic.
Chris, I got you on hold because you're speeding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you back on the air, and I need you to take a couple deep breaths, and then I need you to speak to me the way I'm speaking to you, okay? All right, here we go. We'll try it again. Go on.
If you do not understand something like
don't holler, wow. Chris. Chris.
No.
Don't holler, Chris.
We're going to leave you on cool if you'd like to stay there, and we're going to take another caller while you do some breathing exercises. Let's go to Mark in Spring Hill. Is that right?
Yes. Hi, Mark.
Good doctor.
Oh. We're prepared, Mark, for people to get really in their feelings about this issue.
Breathing.
Yeah.
I'm the one breathing.
You're taking the breathing deep breath. Okay. All right, we're going to go back to Chris in Clearwater. Now, Chris.
This is two callers later.
I like to honor my word, and I know that Liz does too. And so we would like for you to air out what you have to say, but not in a combative manner, right? Like, you have to, like, just speak your piece. Everybody gets to speak their piece here. So we're going to give you 1 minute, and you're on.
My hat is off to you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Sometimes we all get a little excited.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's, you know, and to Chris's credit, I mean, he stuck with it. A lot of people just hang up and you never hear from him again.
Big up to Chris, yeah.
Well, look who's here, Donna.
Yes.
It's Randy Zimmerman.
Good morning. As you all know, you are one of my favorite shows on the air. There's rarely a syllable that comes out of your mouths that I don't agree with, including the way you just, you know, talk to Chris.
Yes.
Because we do this here at WMNF. We invite these hard conversations in the middle of outrage, mm-hmm. in the middle of anger, in the middle of fear, in the middle of all that is difficult to deal with in this nation today. We have these hard conversations.
Yes,
we are not afraid. And thank you so much to the two of you and Amina for managing these hot conversations in ways that are civil and thoughtful and kind. And I, for one, appreciate it. And again, I know you get phone calls ringing off the hook with people who are calling, and you are $1,000 short of your goal. Now, I believe you're going to do it. But for those folks who also appreciate what you are doing in the midst of what appears to be insanity in our nation, of this rational conversation, these hard conversations about hard things that we are grappling with as a nation, as a state, and as a community, we need you to call 813-239-9663, and there's a minute left. for Surly Voices to make their $1,000 goal. We need a hero. We need someone to come in and also demonstrate that they appreciate this hard conversation with these gals who are on point with what's happening today. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing what y'all do on a weekly basis. 813-239-9663.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Randy, for being the most awesome GM that we've ever worked with, and we've worked with several now.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we're in agreement most of the time.
It's been a hard conversation.
Yeah, really. You've been listening to Surly Voices on WMNF Tampa 88.5. Please don't forget to go and hit the tip jar or hit the website. Give us a call. Make your donation to Surly Voices.